China Pans Joe Biden's UN General Assembly Speech as Cliché, Hollow. By Francis Martel on September 21, 2023. The Chinese state propaganda outlet The Global Times accused leftist American President Joe Biden on Wednesday of hijacking the United Nations General Assembly with cliché, hollow proposals to help developing countries succeed. The Global Times panned Biden's remarks for their usual snarling at Russia in response to the ongoing Russian invasion of Ukraine and claimed that Biden's conciliatory remarks about Washington's relationship with China indicate the White House now has few arrows in its quiver with which to confront the communist rogue state. It also objected to Biden acknowledging that America has a leadership role to play on the international stage as the world's wealthiest country and a beacon of freedom and human rights. As per tradition, Biden was the second world leader to speak at this year's General Assembly on Tuesday, dedicating a significant percentage of his remarks to encouraging UN members to support Ukraine. Biden also announced several programs to maximize the impact of our collective investment by enriching underdeveloped Middle East and African countries, an apparent bid to challenge China's Belt and Road Initiative, BRI, which offers predatory loans to poor countries as a means of eroding their sovereignty and nefariously expanding the Communist Party's influence. We're focusing on economic corridors that will maximize the impact of our collective investment and deliver consequential results across multiple countries and multiple sectors, Biden told the UN, continuing. For example, the Lobito Corridor will extend across Africa from the western port of Angola to the DRC to Zambia. Similarly, the groundbreaking effort we announced at the G20 to connect India to Europe through the UAE, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and Israel will spur opportunities and investment across two continents. The U.S. President Joe Biden has once again turned the United Nations General Assembly, UNGA, into a runway for touting U.S. leadership, the Global Times grumbled. He has made the Ukraine crisis the spotlight of the gathering to shore up alliance of U.S.-centered small cliques and use the crisis as a weapon to attack other countries. The state outlet claimed Biden offered only cliché, hollow proposals for the Global South's development, which is the main focus of this year's UNGA. The Global South is a term typically referring to the poor nations in the Southern Hemisphere. But China insists it is a member and leader of that group despite being the world's second largest economy and being located entirely above the equator. The Global Times accused Biden of a lack of interest in helping developing nations, citing his insistence on discussing Ukraine. China also falsely claims to be a developing nation, a status it uses to exploit global platforms such as the World Trade Organization, WTO. The only applause he received was when he was talking about marshalling allies to defend Ukraine. Maybe this is the only thing he feels proud of. However, it also revealed the fact that the U.S. has little interest in Global South affairs. Liu Xiong, a regime-approved alleged social science expert, was quoted as saying in the state newspaper. Another expert predicted that poor countries would respond to Biden's speech with resentment because of its focus on Ukraine. Apart from the usual snarling at Russia, Biden also made what seemed like softened tone remarks on China-U.S. relation, as to responsibly manage competition between Beijing and Washington so it does not tip into conflict, the Global Times narrated. In the eyes of Chinese experts, the U.S. president's words only show the White House now has few arrows in its quiver for handling the world's most important bilateral relationship. Biden briefly addressed the Chinese-American diplomatic relationship, arguably the most important bilateral relationship in the world, only to emphasize potential cooperation against the climate crisis. Following his explanation of several commercial deals with Mideast countries, Biden assured that none of these partnerships are about containing any country. They are about a positive vision for our shared future. When it comes to China, I want to be clear and consistent. We seek to responsibly manage the competition between our countries so it does not tip into conflict. I've said, we are for the de-risking, not decoupling with China, Biden promised. We also stand ready to work together with China on issues where progress hinges on our common efforts. Nowhere is that more critical than accelerating the climate crisis. Biden did not address China's extensive record of human rights atrocities against its people and others, including an ongoing genocide, fueled by concentration camps and mass sterilization, of the indigenous people of occupied East Turkestan. The Chinese Communist Party under dictator Xi Jinping is believed to have imprisoned as many as 3 million people of Uyghur, Kazakh, and Kyrgyz descent in concentration camps since 2017. Related, Chinese concentration camp survivor: I saw people tortured for denying Xi Jinping is God. Biden mentioned East Turkestan, using the Communist Party's colonial Mandarin name of Xinjiang, in passing. We cannot turn away from abuses, whether in Xinjiang, Tehran, Darfur, or anywhere else, Biden told the United Nations. During a CNN appearance in 2021, Biden appeared to justify the genocide on the grounds of cultural differences between China and America. If you know anything about Chinese history, it has always been the time China has been victimized by the outer world is when they haven't been unified at home. It's vastly overstated, but the center of principle of Xi Jinping is that there must be a united, tightly controlled China. And he uses his rationale for the things he does based on that. Asked if he had addressed it with Xi, Biden said, I point out to him no American president can be sustained as a president if he doesn't reflect the values of the United States. I said, and he gets it, culturally there are different norms in each country, and their leaders are expected to follow. China will send a representative to address the General Assembly on Thursday. Dictator Xi Jinping did not travel to New York for the occasion. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.